This sermon was recorded at Church of the Ascension, an Anglican parish in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, whose mission is to be a worshiping community that equips God's people and shares Christ's healing with a broken world. For more information, please visit ascensionpittsburgh.org.
Let's pray. Lord, may we love one another, even as you have loved us. May we love one another. Amen. If you knew you had one day to live, what would you do with that day? Answers to this question may vary. I usually spend my time thinking about the questions within the question, like, how far can I travel while still having enough time to enjoy the destination? How much food can I eat without being sick for the rest of the day? Or what concert can I attend? What activity can I do that won't leave me too exhausted to enjoy the day? Of course, all of this overthinking is what makes me terrible with hypothetical situations like this one. But in our gospel reading, we don't have a hypothetical. We read that Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Every year, on the Thursday before Easter, we gather to remember the last moments of human freedom that Jesus experienced in his mortal life on earth. With that freedom, Jesus chose to share a meal with his disciples and then bend down to wash their feet. Jesus had spent the past 3 or so years of his life being followed by crowds, doing countless miracles and healings, and facing public challenge of religious leaders. Yet in his final moments, after such an extraordinary and public life, Jesus chose to take his 12 closest disciples to a private upper room, to sit down with them, and to share the Passover meal with them. He tied a towel around his waist and washed their feet, one by one, in the quiet of that intimate space. We remember the evening of Jesus' last meal with this celebration of Maundy Thursday. The word Maundy comes from the Latin word mandatum, which means commandment. And in the preface to this service in our prayer books, we read that Maundy Thursday receives its name from the mandatum, the commandment, given by our Lord. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I loved you, you also are to love one another. This new commandment echoes what Jesus said after rising from washing the disciples' feet. Do you know what I have done to you? He asked them. You call me teacher and Lord, and you're right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you. He rightly acknowledged that they call him Lord and teacher, and of course they do, because that's who he is. But as we consider the new commandment he gives us, we see that Lord and teacher is not all of who he is. If we keep reading John's gospel, we see that Jesus continues teaching the disciples over the next few chapters. And 2 chapters later, in chapter 15, Jesus tells the disciples to abide in his love. And he repeats the new commandment that he had just given them. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. By repeating this new commandment, he's showing how important it is to him that his disciples follow the example that he'd given them. Jesus lived his life as an example of love. When he washed their feet, it was a continuation of how he lived and how he loved his disciples. It was an example to them of how they should live and love one another, not only because Jesus is their teacher and Lord. He is the teacher and Lord of his disciples. But after repeating the new commandment, he calls them something else. He calls them his friends. "This is my commandment," he says, "that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father." Jesus is our teacher, and he is our Lord. He has all authority in heaven and on earth. And when we accept that his sacrifice on the cross is sufficient for the forgiveness of our sins, we also submit ourselves to his authority. We accept that he knows what's best for us and trust that following him will bring us into the fullness of his life and joy. We accept that all things came into being through him, as we read in the beginning of John's Gospel. And we also came into being through him. He sustains us. He empowers us through the Holy Spirit. He is the Lord of all, who knows all and reveals all. Without Jesus, we are and can do nothing of consequence. Because as we remembered at the beginning of this Lenten season on Ash Wednesday, we are dust, and to dust we shall return. But if we trust in Jesus, he's promised that we shall rise again with him to new life. Because he, our Lord and teacher, doesn't just rule and reveal, he loves. Jesus is our Lord and teacher, and Jesus is our friend. We are his friends, he says, if we follow what he commands. And yes, his command is that we love one another, but let's not forget that the next part says, "as I have loved you." I came to faith in college with some help from a friend who invited me over to his house every week to read the Gospels and talk about them over a cup of tea. Over the course of that time, I would have said that I admire Jesus as a teacher, and even that I wanted to follow Jesus as a teacher. But it was very impersonal. I just wanted to know a better way to live, and after reading the Gospels, I realized that I could find a better way to live in Jesus. The time I spent with this friend was instrumental in combating my negative view of Christianity and also softening me to the possibility of faith. There were times that I would come over for our weekly visits and find that he had set up a lawn game for us to play together, rather than the usual plan of study and discussion. And these times of play were just as important as our times of study. They helped to reflect Jesus more fully to me. Jesus, not just the teacher, but Jesus, the friend. And late one night, I was reading a book on the crucifixion of Jesus. It went through the pain that this form of execution entailed. And while reading the gruesome details of what Jesus went through on the cross, I suddenly understood. Jesus chose this death, this excruciating death, for me. He chose to die on the cross for you. and for the whole world. Because as he said, no one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And I wonder, who are your friends? I'm going to leave a moment of silence right here for you to think about those that you consider a friend, to make a mental list of your friends right now. And as you think of your list, is Jesus on the list? Because you are on his list. Maundy Thursday is a wonderful celebration of the friendship of Jesus. Love one another, he tells us, just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. He doesn't only share a meal and wash the disciples' feet as Lord and teacher. It isn't just about the lesson. Jesus shares a meal and washes the disciples' feet as their friend. Jesus wants his friends to take care of each other, to love one another as he has loved them. Understanding Jesus as our friend impacts our understanding of the new commandment. Take care of my friends, because you are my friend. I want you to take care of my friends. You are a friend of Jesus if you follow what he commands. And you can follow what he commands if you accept the love that he has for you and for the whole world. You are loved so much. And everyone around you is loved with a love that cannot be taken away. Jesus already died for you. He has already loved you with the love that has no greater one. As Bishop Andrew Williams said at our parish retreat last October, there is nothing you can do to make God love you any more than he already does. And there is nothing you can do to make God love you any less. As we continue our Maundy Thursday service, remember how Jesus chose to spend his last hours of freedom on earth. Remember that he chose a quiet place to spend with people he loves and to love them to the end. Remember that he loves you and that he has chosen to be your friend. His command to us is not just love others, but to remember how much he loves us. So go and be friends with Jesus. Be friends with each other, and be friends with those who do not know what a friend they have in Jesus. That we can turn to him with all of our worries and all of our hopes. We can rejoice with him, and we can grieve with him. We dwell in his silent presence and worship him loudly with songs of praise. I want to read the words of the hymn by Joseph Scriven. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful? who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Do your friends despise, forsake you? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield you. You will find a solace there. At the end of this service, the altar will be stripped of its adornments. The lights will go out, and we will depart in silence. It'll be an opportunity for us to leave this space reflecting on what has happened this evening and what comes tomorrow. How Jesus, our Lord and teacher and friend, has taught us how he submitted himself to the point of death, even death on a cross. He did this out of his love for you, his love for me, and his love for the whole world, because no one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. So let us love one another, even as he has loved us. Amen.